Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hello, this is Stuart. Welcome to Motivational Moment. I would like to talk to you today about the law of attraction and manifestation. It's a powerful thing to be able to understand the law of attraction. I don't know if you ever read the book The Secret or looked at the movie The Secret, but it kind of helps you to be able to understand what the law of attraction is all about and how you manifest with using the law of attraction. Everything in this life is contributed to laws and abide by laws. So you can begin to attract things to you based on your mentality, based on your mindset, based on how you think about different things in this life. You can attract certain situations to you, certain circumstances to you. Really, you are like a living, walking, full of energy and a magnet. So one thing about magnets, they draw things to you in all types of ways and all types of situations and circumstances. Things are drawn to you by your thoughts. And really, it's not even just your regular thoughts from your mind or your psyche. That's your mind, will, and your emotions. But it's thoughts from your subconscious, right? Because that's the real you. And those thoughts permeate throughout the universe. And some of those thoughts are dominant inside of your brain. And sometimes you have to rewire your brain so you can have thoughts that's going to bring you positive outcomes. That don't mean that we can control a lot of things in life, but we can control a lot of things in life. What do you mean by that, Stuart? I mean that we can control certain things because how we think and what we think, we begin to draw experiences to our lives. If you're always thinking negative, you're going to draw negative experiences to your life. If you're thinking positive, you're going to begin to draw positive experiences into your life because you begin to attract what you believe, right? Sometimes we attract different people into our lives because that's what we're thinking at that time. But we may not even really believe that we are even thinking that, or even circumstances or situations, you know. And sometimes you wonder, why am I in this situation? Why am I in a circumstance? I wasn't even thinking that. But you might have been, you know, because it's the law of attraction and manifestation. But you can manifest anything that you want in this life. Anything that you want in this life, anything that you want outside of this life, you can begin to manifest. It's up to you. You have the power to manifest. You have the power to change your situation. You have the power to change the direction of your life. If you want to be able to have a business that's making a certain amount of money, you can manifest it. You can attract it by doing the work. Right. So what do you mean? I mean, let's say you have a business where you sell fish, right? You get fish from your supplier, and also you fish because you like fishing. So you have freshwater fish and you have fish from the person that you do business with. Now you continually doing that every month, you know what I'm saying? Every year, every day, you focused on that. Then what takes place? All these other suppliers and people start recognizing you for your fishing because you've been consistent. You've been consistent with your business. You've been consistent with getting new customers. You've been consistent in growing your business. So now all these other people begin to come after you. You don't even have to go after them anymore. Why? Because you attracted them to you. Because you were out here doing the work. And when you're doing the work, things begin to come your way. circumstances begin to come your way. People begin to come your way. Opportunities begin to come your way. You don't have to beg for opportunities. You don't have to push for opportunities. Opportunities will begin to just come your way, and doors will begin to open up for you that nobody can ever close. Why? Because you are attracting that particular situation into your life. We move by, that's why you got to stay in a feeling, a good feeling. A feeling of greatness, a feeling of optimism, a feeling of goodness, because your feelings begin to shift things in the earth. So you have to try to stay in a good attitude or a good mode in the midst of different things happening in your life and different circumstances you go to, because you want to begin to attract the right things. But you attract things by staying focused on what you need to do in this world and in this earth. You got to stay focused on, you know, some people, they just be trying to like get in with the crowd, get in with the big people or have clout and stuff like that. But really, all you got to do is just be yourself. Be you. Continue to do things that's going to cause you to prosper and to win in life. Do things that's going to cause you to be able to be great in life. And that's focused on what you need to do. It's just like, say you want to get a raise at your job, or say you want to move up at your job, right? You just continue to be the light. You continue to do your job well. You continue to get certifications and stuff like that. You continue to learn. And then when the opportunity opens up, you can apply for it. And then you'll probably receive it. Why? Because you attracted that to you. Because you prepared for the opportunity. You see what I'm saying? You manifested it. And manifestation is so real. And people don't believe it at times. But it is. And it's all it is really faith in action. Because you can't see it, but you are bringing it into fruition. You're manifesting it from your mind and your thoughts. Because our thoughts create things. Our thoughts manifest things into our being, into our lives. We can manifest different situations and circumstances based on how we think. Your thoughts are so powerful, man. We have a billion neurons that we're operating out of in our brains. That is powerful to have that many neurons that you are maneuvering off of in your brain, in your system, that sending signals out into the universe. That is great. That's so powerful to be able to take on things of that capacity, that you have a brain that can begin to bring things into reality. That's amazing. Because we are all connected to the great source of the universe, and we have universal consciousness. So we're able to really, really tap into spiritual things that help you to begin to manifest in the natural. You got to believe it. You got to say affirmations daily. And whatever you believe, you will receive. If you believe that you're going to have a blue car, that's a Ford or GMC, you have to say it every day. I'm manifesting my Ford, my white Ford GMC. I want to have this inside. I want my interior to look like this. You know, you got to begin to be specific in what you want. And I promise you, you'll begin to manifest it and it'll come into your life. You just got to keep on believing it. You got to keep on believing you'll make $10,000 a month. You make $20,000 a month. You'll make $1 million a month. Whatever it is, you have to really stand on that. And you have to believe it, because I promise you it's going to manifest. But you got to tap in. You can't just let negative things or distractions get in your way from believing that things will work out for you. And I'm a living witness that things will. And I know it, because I have applied the law of attraction and manifestations mostly all my life, especially when I turned about 18 and 19. So I really start tapping into it, and I'm even learning more and more about it every day, because it's deep, you know. But your mind is that powerful that you can begin to see things, and things that you see begin to come into your reality. Like I seen how I put my place together and stuff like that. Everything I seen manifested and then became reality. You know, And that's how life is. I say I'm going to have a little food table. It's not big, but, you know, it's small in my one of my rooms and in my place. And it manifested. It happened because I did it. I saw it. I believed it. I bought it. And it happened. And that's how life is. It's that easy to be able to manifest. But at times, it don't seem like it because it just takes a little time. Everything takes time. Sometimes it don't come when we want it, but it's going to definitely come. So just keep believing, man. Keep manifesting and keep staying positive. Until next time, this is Stuart with your motivational moment. I hope this message helped you today. Make sure you check out my website at www.stuartmclain.com. Also, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast and share. Until next time.